Start the suzerain trading on Susan Bayer. Susan, S-U-S-A-N. Bayer is B-A-I-E-R. B-A-I-E-R. B as in boy. Date of birth is 4-6-1952. Date of visit is 12-8-23. Please make a copy for primary physician, Dr. Spicher, S-P-I-C-H-E-R, M-D. Next paragraph, chief complaint is lung nodule, left upper lobe. Next paragraph is present illness. This is a 70. Female who was recently evaluated for a left upper lobe nodular density and was seen by a pulmonologist in Pennsylvania, and currently was noted to have a nodular density in the left upper lobe, noted on a chest CT done in September this year, period, in brackets, the reports are not immediately available. The patient, however, was sent for a PET CT. Done on October 4, 23, and it showed no consolidation or mass in the lung, but there were atelectatic changes noted in the left upper lobe and a nodular component measuring up to 12 millimeters without significant FDG uptake. And there was no pleural effusion or pleural plaque noted. No interstitial lung disease was seen. And no other nodules were observed. The patient was advised to have a follow-up CT chest in the next 3 months period. The patient denies any significant cough or shortness of breath or fevers or chills or hemoptysis, and denied any weight loss. Next paragraph, patient has a history of hypertension. I'm sorry, next paragraph is past history. Patient has a history of hypertension, and she has had a hysterectomy as well as basal cell cancer of the face, for which extensive resection was done in 2017, and sinus surgery done in 2023. They also had a sister seal and rectus seal repair in 2015. Next paragraph, allergies, none listed. Next paragraph, habits, patient does not smoke. She was exposed to secondhand smoke while working. In restaurants, uses alcohol occasionally. Next, family history. Mother had a history of heart disease and father died of a heart attack at age 49. Next, system review. The patient has fatigue, no weight loss, denies any cataracts. I'm sorry, does have cataracts, no glaucoma. She has no urinary frequency or flank pains and has no hay fever. Denies any wheezing or coughing spells. And has no abdominal pains, rectal bleeding, no diarrhea or constipation. Denies any arm pain, but has palpitations and has jaw pain and occasional chest pains and pressure in the upper chest. She also has joint pains and muscle aches, no seizures, headaches, or memory loss, no skin rash, no itching. Next, med list included lisinopril 10 milligrams a day, HCTZ 25 milligrams daily, Crestor 5 milligrams daily, and Pepsi as needed. Next, physical exam. This is a elderly, average, built, white female with alert, no acute distress. Blood pressure 138 by 70, pulse is 76, respiration 16, temps 97.5, weight is 172, saturation 96. HEND and non-phthalic pupils react when equal. Tongue is moist, throat is clear, ears no inflammation. Next, supplement, no bruise, no thyroid enlargement or lymphadenopathy. Chest, equal movements with diminished excursions. And lung fields are essentially clear. Heart sounds are regular, so no S2, no murmur, no S3. The abdomen is soft, benign, no mass, no organomegaly. The bowel sounds are active. The extremity is real. Mild varicosity is no edema, no calf tenderness. Reflexes are 1+. And there are no gross motor deficits. Cranial nerve is grossly intact. Skin, no lesions noted. Next paragraph, impression number one. Left upper lobe. A nodular density etiology undetermined. Number two, history of hypertension. Number three, hyperlipidemia. And next paragraph, plan. The patient has been advised to get a chest CT for follow-up in approximately 6 weeks. So also get a complete pulmonary function study. And she was advised to see cardiology to evaluate her for chest pains. And was advised to come back for a follow-up in approximately 6 weeks. Thank you. Let's talk to Susan.